Over the weekend in Iraq, officials discovered several makeshift graves. They contained at least 46 corpses, apparent victims of executions. The unearthing has increased fears that sectarian killings may be spreading. Insurgent bombing attacks also resumed shortly after U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice wrapped up a heavily secured visit to Iraq. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now from Baghdad. And Peter, given all that other news, how much did the visit of Secretary Rice mean to Iraqis?
Well, it was certainly some kind of boost for Iraqi government officials. They don't get a lot of visitors these days. But the extreme security measures laid on for Rice really served to emphasize the deadly risks ordinary Iraqis face every day without flak jackets or armed security details. So no, on the streets of Baghdad, few people were impressed. Rice did arrive at yet another critical juncture for Iraq. Having finally put together a government, they're now under a tight deadline to draft a constitution and to do so while including members of the Sunni minority, even though they mostly stayed home during the January elections. The government officials are also desperately trying to train army and police forces to combat both the raging insurgency and criminal gangs here in Iraq. Rice heard some of the same complaints she's heard before, that Syria, for example, is allowing too many foreign fighters to cross the border. And for her part, she said she urged Iraqis to stay focused on the political process despite the ongoing bloodshed.
Now, Peter, these dozens of executed bodies, executed men that were found, what do those executions tell us about the way that violence is evolving in Iraq?
Well, these, of course, are not the first mass graves discovered in Iraq. It brings back echoes of some of the much larger ones which were found dating back to the Saddam Hussein regime. But these piles of corpses popping up around, or being unearthed, I should say, around Baghdad and elsewhere in other cities do bring back some very bad memories of sectarian violence that plagued the country in the past. Some of these bodies are Sunni Arabs, and there are reports that it was uniformed Shiite security men, or killers wearing those kind of uniforms, who are responsible for some of the deaths. Meanwhile, top Shiite and Sunni clerics are being targeted. A representative of the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani was killed in Baghdad over the weekend. So Iraq and U.S. officials say this is one key goal of the insurgents, to provoke sectarian conflict that they hope will derail the efforts to build the new Iraq. But knowing that doesn't necessarily mean they can stop it. The key is, can Iraq's political and religious leaders quell these calls for revenge that we're now beginning to hear increasingly?
So that's how the insurgents and other groups, as a matter of fact, are on the attack. The U.S. military at the same time has been on the offensive in the last week. They engage in that offensive along the Syrian border that we've reported on the last several days. What's the early verdict on that operation?
Reports, of course, still coming in. The Marines are calling it a success. They controlled much of the information during the operation. They are citing a large number of insurgent fatalities in the opening 2 days of the offensive. They're saying some 100 insurgents were killed. That hasn't been verified. And they also claim to have cleared out this region of foreign fighters and smugglers that was serving as, they say, kind of a pipeline into Mosul and Baghdad and other parts of Iraq for the insurgents. But we're now getting reports from other journalists making it to the scene, some who were embedded, and they're finding heavy damage and hearing from local residents that many of the foreign fighters escaped. The Washington Post quoted local military commanders to that same effect today, saying there were some engagements early on, but afterwards they found mainly booby traps and bombs, not the enemy.
Mm. Is there any sign that the Iraqi government itself is getting more aggressive in its fight against the insurgents?
They're sounding more aggressive. Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri's spokesman made some tough-sounding remarks at a news conference yesterday, reminding people about the death penalty for those convicted and blasting what he called corrupt border guards who could be bribed for less than a dollar. But practically speaking, the government's limited by the pace and quality of their troops and police, who are in heavy, accelerated training programs. One top U.S. military officer told me today, although the numbers are growing, few, if any, of those Iraqi troops are ready to lead counterinsurgency operations on their own.
Peter, thanks as always. That's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.